Tensions have arisen as more and more oil and gas drilling has bumped up next to homes and communities in Colorado. A task force appointed by the governor looked into these issues, and now state regulators are considering new rules which would give local governments more input over oil and gas development. Inside Energy's Dan Boyce has more.
Matt Lepore drops a fat three-ring binder on a table in his office.
These are all of the pre-hearing statements that have been submitted by the parties.
He's the director of Colorado's Oil and Gas Conservation Commission.
It's about a three-inch notebook, I think, and it's full.
The pages and pages he's sifting through come from all sorts of people on all sides who will be affected by the new rules the commission is considering this week.
At the hearing, all of the parties can testify. They can put on witnesses to testify.
The goal of Governor Hickenlooper's Oil and Gas Task Force was to address concerns that drilling operations are being built too close to homes, and local governments don't have enough say in that process.
Well, it certainly doesn't solve the problem.
That is Matt Sura.
I was a member of the governor's oil and gas task force.
He's an attorney who represents local governments and individuals in disputes with oil and gas companies. He's one task force member who thinks the group failed. There were 9 total recommendations that came out of the task force, but only 2 require actual changes to state regulations on the siting of oil and gas facilities. 1 requires companies to register in the communities where they operate, so cities can keep track. And the 2nd says companies have to reach out to those communities 90 days before applying to build a large oil and gas facility, to reach out and consult in good faith about finding the best placement for that facility. If communities and the companies cannot reach a consensus, the project will go to a public hearing before the Oil and Gas Commission. That did not happen before. But here's where Sura sees a problem. That new rule only applies to very large facilities in pretty dense areas, either with 22 buildings surrounding a well or 11 buildings on one side. In the last couple of years, out of 1,700 projects approved by the state, only 13 meet that criteria.
More than 99% of oil and gas locations do not fit this very narrow limitation.
But a lot more projects are that close to a couple of homes, or a school, or a park.
All those areas don't receive any of this additional protection.
And these recommendations do not increase the distance drilling operations would have to be from homes, which Sura says was one of the reasons the task force was convened in the first place.
Without addressing those core concerns, we're going to be right back in the same place within a matter of a year or two.
Oil company Anadarko was also represented on the task force, and they're not interested in making these proposed rules any stronger than they are now. Here's Public Affairs Manager Robin Olson.
We at Anadarko have made it a priority to work with local communities as we plan development, and we're going to continue to do that wherever we operate.
Oil and gas producers feel they did give ground to local governments through the task force process, and the scope of the rules the Oil and Gas Conservation Commission is considering represent a compromise all the stakeholders could live with.
Undermining that process isn't in the spirit of good faith.
Oil and Gas Conservation Commission Director Matt Lepore says he understands how communities staring down oil rigs may still be frustrated.
They're used to their neighborhood the way it is, and they like their neighborhood the way it is.
But the state constitution guarantees owners of mineral rights the authority to develop those minerals. And Lepore says these rules are bringing the state closer to balancing concerns of citizens and oil and gas companies.
The system works for most of the people most of the time.
But there's that binder on Lepore's desk, full of statements from people who still do not think the system is working. The Oil and Gas Commission will listen to 2 full days of hearings this week on the rules. They're likely to vote on adopting them on December 7th. For Inside Energy, I'm Dan Boyce.